Joining us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith is Mark Myers. We've been waiting the jobs report. How's it look, Mark?
Yes, we just got the jobs report for December just a few moments ago, and they are not that pretty. Most economists were looking for a 200,000 increase in jobs, and we only got 74,000. But the unemployment rate did drop from about 7% to 6.7%. But that is mainly because we saw about 340,000 people leave the labor force. Labor participation rate in the United States was 62.8%. That is the lowest number we have seen since 1978. So there's a lot of people out there who have just given up looking for jobs. Now, that we just added 74,000 jobs in December. They're saying that is the lowest we have seen since January of 2011, so it was not a great report. We will have to wait next month, and maybe there will be some revisions up, but we'll have to wait a little while to see if that actually happens or not. Other things we are watching this morning is retail sales. A lot of companies are coming out and talking about their Christmas sales. We heard from Family Dollar stores. They fell after the discount retailer reported a weaker than expected quarterly profit, and they gave a tepid outlook for its current quarter. And Bed Bath & Beyond also dropped after its third quarter performance missed analyst expectations, and it lowered its fourth quarter and full year earnings guidance. They reported earnings of $1.12 a share, and analysts were looking for $1.15 a share. Now, Costco, there's a bright side on all this. Their same-store sales beat analyst expectations, and it was helped in part by online sales. They reported sales increase of 6%, and analysts were looking for an increase of only 1.8%. And the Gap, the retail chain, reported December same-store sales that were flat. They're up just about 1% barely, and this is the parent of Banana Republic and Old Navy, and they reaffirmed their full-year earnings guidance of $2.60 a share, which is below consensus of $2.69 a share. Now, Tiffany's, they actually did very well. The luxury goods retailer reported an 8% increase in sales for the 2 months ending December 31st, and Sears Holdings, which owns Kmart, reported same-store sales were down 7.4% and also projected a fourth-quarter loss much larger than analysts had been anticipating, and that stock is down sharply. And on the other side of the coin, Abercrombie and Fitch, that stock is up sharply. That teen retailer report saw fourth-quarter sales fall about 6%, but they raised their full-year forecast because of higher-than-expected sales in the current quarter. And Shoe Carnival, the shoe retailer, is projecting current quarter sales and earnings well below Wall Street expectations. Now, we also heard from Alcoa Aluminum yesterday, which is the world's largest aluminum maker. They reported fourth quarter profit of 4 cents a share. That's 2 cents below analyst expectations, but revenue was above forecast. Alcoa has been dealing with consistently low prices for aluminum. An interesting stock out there is Intercept Pharmaceuticals. That stock nearly tripled yesterday on a study that showed results for a drug used to treat liver disease had very favorable results, and that stock is up again this morning. Now, as far as the markets go this morning, it does look like we're going to be up a little bit, maybe about 5 to 10 points on the open, and that's coming on after a day that we dropped about 17 points on the Dow. So hopefully we'll keep on the positive side, even though those unemployment numbers were not very pretty.
And, Mark, those numbers are not supposed to be known in advance until they're announced. Sometimes you wonder, you know, the market drops a little the day before. It's like somebody knew something. But maybe that's just a fluke, you know.
Yeah, they do not actually release those numbers the day before. They do let reporters see them about 5 minutes before they're released. But they're supposed to be – they're locked in a room, and they're allowed to look at them just to get ready to make the announcement. But supposedly that's it.
Okay, supposedly.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Mark.
Take care.
All right. Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He joins us from that location, and certainly he's available to talk with you in person there. He'd love to have you phone call if you want to, 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email him at mmyers@sternag.com.